So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And, you know, I thought I'd just talk about writing a book today because I've had a lot of conversations this last week with authors, and I'm super jazzed to be part of that catalyst, that force of helping people turn up and turn on their light and turn on their beauty. And so the topic that's showing up for me is the self-judgment and the self-cancellation, the way that you get your brilliance, so you get your ideas, you get these things that you'd really like to share with people, and then something just says to you, you know, oh, I'm not good enough, or, you know, why was I given this message, or who am I to be the speaker of this truth? And I'm curious if you could allow the book to come in differently than that. So could you stand in the light of your knowings and stand in the light of what you'd like to teach? And yeah, so the first thing is just really to let go of the critical mind. And it's pretty challenging because sometimes ideas actually do come in where they need a little fussing, or they need a little polishing, they need a little shining. But that doesn't mean that they're not like the seeds in the dawn of something amazing. So, on this January Sunday, I'm so glad to be here chatting with you right now and having this conversation about writing your book. So once you've kind of like shaken off the fact that, first of all, you can even write a book. So once you get out of the doubt, then I was just chatting with someone this past week who's writing a book for athletes and on how to really get into training shape, how to really get ready for the show, how to get to be a superior athlete and prepare oneself for possible stardom in that realm, or even possible, you know, getting to the next step, getting to the tryout. And what showed up for me to share was, what would you say in a room full of your audience? You know, what would be the first 5 things or the most important 10 things, right? So as you get clarity on the most important things you'd like to share with your audience, this is going to give you the format and the shape of your book with perfection. It really, it's so much easier than you think. So, if you had a group, say an audience of people, embodies who wanted to learn from you, and you had them all in front of you, what would be some of the first things you would tell them? Yeah. And so go ahead and write out, there's 3 different kind of levels of energetic contribution that I look at in a book. One is getting the energy of the whole book. Okay. So that's like maybe where the title comes in or the bigness of it comes in, right? And then there's like the chapter titles or the chapter, basically the overall gut and containing, what's the right word, what each chapter's job is. So that would be sort of your 10 key points or your 8 key points or something like that, right? We're talking nonfiction here, if you weren't knowing that. Okay. And then there's the actual writing of the actual book. And this is when you take each of those points that you've already kind of elucidated and the overarching wholeness of the book. And then you just start making little stories or small contributions that tell you that you're teaching that which you're seeking to teach. So now this is where you'd like maybe get one-on-one with someone. Say you did your 10 key points to the audience and one person wanted to work on one of those points specifically. So now you just kind of imagine you're in a conversation with that person. And, you know, in the instance of the athletes, so maybe it was discerning a daily practice that works for you in your life, okay? If it was for a different topic, then you could choose a different thing that you would get deeper into, right? And so as you just step into this, now, the thing that's going to separate it from being mundane, this is going to be your own engagement and your own excitement about your book or your story or your contribution. So as you're slipping into like chapter 7, the thing that will make your book differentiate from all the other books on this topic is your own very sense of energy around that topic. So as long as you are staying in the bigness of you or the perfection of you or contribution of you and knowing that this is valuable, this is the consciousness being alive and being rare and being beautiful on the planet. So that's my story for you today. Again, this is Erica Glessing. You join me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And if the show is calling you to come and be a guest on it, I'm welcoming new guests for 2018. I'm looking for entrepreneurs and lightworkers who can help change the world just by being you. So go ahead over to theericaglessingshow.com. I'll go make sure that you can find the apply to be a guest button on the About Erica Glessing page. Okay? So if you click on the About Me page, you're going to find the application to be a guest on this beautiful podcast. I'm really excited for Monday. I have an amazing guest coming. She's stunning and brilliant, and I don't want you to miss it, so I'm going to hang up for now.